Angela, thank you very much for sharing with us, for your beliefs, for your experiences, and for what you believe has been the favorite part of the work you do. You mentioned in that work that you work for a crime victim service agency. What do you do there?
Well, at the place where I work, I'm the education director, and basically I'm one of the people who develops, coordinates, and delivers presentations about topics that relate to our services, and that includes sexual assault and dating violence.
What do you find is the most rewarding part of your job?
I would have to say working with teens. We do a presentation over the course of several days in which we speak about dating violence, sexual assault, and healthy boundaries. There are a lot of myths and misconceptions surrounding sexual assault, and I really enjoy giving them good information so they're better informed. There's a lot of victim blaming that seems to go on in high schools, particularly among the girls. So one of my main goals with these presentations is to end victim blaming.
Why do you think that is so common, the victim blaming?
Well, personally, I believe that victim blaming is like a self-preservation technique, if you will. Girls are subconsciously looking for a concrete reason that another girl has been sexually assaulted. Labeling that behavior in such a way makes it easier for other girls to feel safe. All they have to do is just avoid bad behavior. If girls view the victims as blameless, it is a much scarier thing for them. If nothing they did caused their sexual assault, then that means that it could happen to anyone. Strategies that I have done to try and, you know, end this is discussion of the laws and that kind of thing, role-playing.
So it's a self-defense mechanism. They want to think, well, if I blame her, then I know I wouldn't have done that because I wouldn't do what she would do.
Right.
And so by blaming her, I feel safe.
Right.
Okay, excellent. And you mentioned that now where you are in life, what is your biggest joy in life?
Well, I'd have to say that would be my three sons.
If there is one message you'd like to teach your sons, what would it be?
I think that I would have to say respect. I have three sons, and even though they're little, I think I stress respect for other people a little more than most parents do. Subconsciously, probably, I am trying to teach them from a young age that no means no, and that you have to respect that. We do a lot of I am the boss of my body type stuff, and it's best to give them ownership of their bodies as well as to teach them to respect others' bodies. So I think respect is probably the most important thing I could teach them.
Well, thank you for all that you have shared with us, for the questions after the chapter, for the chapter. It's just been a delight to learn from you and to listen to you. Thank you for all that you've done, both for the book and the CD.
Well, thanks. It's been a great experience.